And we got a special edition for you cluckers out there who are having a happy homegrown. We are joined today by Jacob and Owen Mann. Gentlemen.
Thanks so much for having us.
Hi.
We're through the glass here looking at each other and interviewing two people at once, so we'll try our best. Thanks for being with us here today, gentlemen. Gentleman.
Yeah. Very excited to be here.
Yeah.
So you want to start us off with a song today?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But a little one on road here.
Yeah.
I don't mind they're knocking on my floor. Some days I need it more. Things that I lack, I can't think back to something I need more. Some days I just need it more. I don't mind they're knocking on my floor. Maybe I need more. Help's on its way. Day by day, I need that little thing from below. Thing I need more. I don't mind they're knocking on my floor. Days I need it more.
Sounding great, gentlemen.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
What was the name of that song?
It's I Don't Mind.
I haven't heard that one before. Is that a new one for you, Owen?
Yeah.
It's pretty new. We're hoping it'll be on the next CD.
Next little CD.
Hopefully come out in August.
August. Awesome. Yeah. Glad to hear you got something in the works. You just released a live album recently.
Yep, April 1st.
Yeah, and that was a performance you guys did at the Ripple Bar back in September, right?
Been there outside, yeah. Out in the parking lot by the William A. Irving.
Nice. Yeah.
In front of the big boat there.
And did you guys, when you recorded that, was it just like, this is a performance, it wails, we gotta release it? Or did you gear up for it to be like your live album?
We were just gonna record it just to kind of see if we could do it. I think we had our friend Ethan Gibbs, who recorded our Pecan Pecan CD too, and he recorded the one that'll come out in August. He came and we kind of tested having him in a live situation. He did super, super well. So we're hoping to record more shows in general. And we actually, after we recorded it, we didn't really listen to it for a few months. And then we started listening to it in January. And we thought we should maybe release it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so for the longest time, in last time you were in the session, you're Jacob Mann and the Salty Dogs. And now, of course, you're new Salty Dog. And, you know, we can definitely hear Owen taking some ownership.
Absolutely.
ownership.
Absolutely.
And so how did that dynamic, I mean, you guys have probably played music together your whole life, right?
We have.
And which one of you is one of you older? Are you twins? It's
hard to Jacob, tell. Jacob's older. I think we're like close to Irish twins. Maybe.
I'm 13 months old.
Yeah, he's 13. He's got some time on me. I mean, about the dynamic. I mean, it was just. I think we just kind of wanted, all of us wanted it to just be more, of all of us. You know.
Yeah, the way the band sort of had already taken, you know, even when we were playing as the Dogs, it had started to become much more collaborative, you know, in the year leading up to the pandemic. And then, you know, the pandemic, obviously, we weren't getting together for a while. But it was already something that was, we had thought about maybe changing it from like a sort of songwriter with other guys type name to more of a collaborative name that had been something we'd been thinking about for a while. So then the pandemic and not performing, we thought.
Mm-hmm. And how does it feel for you, Owen? Like, you know, people still, you know, they still wear their Jacob Mann and the Salty Dog shirt. And,
oh yeah.
And
no, it's all good. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, it's all of it's been like learning experience and stuff like that. I'm thankful that Jacob is open to, you know, let me in, making the band a little more everyone, and it already kind of was kind of like what he was saying, it was already turning that way. I think it was just like we just wanted to take some more steps towards that, you know, make it so it's a little more fun when I would write songs, and it would be we'd played a few of them, and it would be kind of like, oh yeah, Jacob wrote that song for you. You know? It's like, oh yeah, right. and that's cool, but not, you know, now I think with this new name change, I think it's a little more clear. And it's like
one thing that always got me is when we'd have you sing a song, the sound guys would never know that you would be singing. We'd just have you sing a couple songs in a set, and so the vocals would never come up quite loud enough because they're thinking, oh, it's just backup vocals or something, you know.
Yeah. It's an interesting instrumental. It's like, I'm back here.
Well, you guys sound great. And the last time you guys came in, it was January 2019. It was right before you put out the Hoop Dog Style album.
Wow, yeah.
And so at that point, it seemed like we were kind of talking about this before the show, like you had just kind of expanded into bigger band sound.
Absolutely, yeah.
And now here you are, just the two of you. It sounded like last night you played a show together, just the two of you. Is this just kind of like, it just feels just natural since you're brothers, or is it something that, oh, you know, this feels wrong because the rest of the band's not here?
Yeah, I go back and forth on that stuff. And I have something, what were you going to say?
I mean, for me, it's always just about, can I play? Is there an opportunity to play some music? And Jacob is like, well, he's the guy. He's the guy for me to play music with, you know? So it's, if the band can't make it, it's like, well, I still want to play, you know?
Uh-huh.
So that's, I don't know, that's kind of how I see it. I don't necessarily see it as like better, nothing's better or worse or anything like that. It's all just like fun music that we're trying to make, you know?
That's awesome.
I certainly go through periods where I want there to be, you know, certain people there every time. I feel like I rely on certain members and you, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody in the band, I just, so when we find out, oh, no, someone can't make it, sometimes I get really stinky about it. But I've been, I think over, I've learned to really chill out a little bit and just go with it. Our bass player, Calvin, said a really neat thing about when we can't have a, where our pianist, Nathan Olson, is going to move to the cities this summer. So we're probably going to have him a lot less with us. And Calzone said about that, you know, we can't we can't let that be an excuse for having bad shows. We still have to keep our ears open and stuff when he's not gone. And as long as everybody gets into the moment completely and we just keep our ears open and listen to each other, it seems to work out just fine.
Just realize that you're playing music, you know. You're not doing music, you're not like working music. Yeah. You're playing music. So no matter what form, you know, you just gotta like, it's all fun. You know? Well, that's what we're doing. We're just trying to have fun, you know.
I love just how present you guys are.
Thanks.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. You too, Marv. What is it? Marv in the mix.
Marv in the mix.
Thanks. Love it.
Shout out.
Yeah, thanks. You guys want to get another one ripping for us?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do one off of off the Pecan Pecan CD. There's spiders and bats, a tank out in vats, a dust in the parts of my brain that get excited. When we're alone, together, just the two of us. For too long. For example, a couple of days. But when we're apart, I feel I'm lacking some sort of backbone. There's other backbones in the sea of backbones. Dear, do you love me? And if you don't love me, what do you love? Do you love the way it's okay to say? Love just about 10 different ways, but you just don't fit the bill. Not like the idea of you does and will. Dear, do you love me? I've been trying to get along, but it's hard to get along with that long-term stuff when you're living the life of compromise. Look into my eyes, and if you can't see it in my eyes, maybe that's another good reason we should go try something else. For example, we don't stay together, do you? Love or just the idea of, I said friends, you nailed it in the head, and with option number two, the song is getting long and a little bit exciting. I know that's not fair to you. Dear, do you love me? If you don't love me, what do you love? Do you love the way it's okay to say? I love just about 10 different ways, but you just don't fit the bill. I like the idea of you and does and will. Don't fit the bill.
like the idea of you does and will. Dear, do you love me?
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Marv.
I love the like, you have a really distinct guitar sound, in my opinion, and on the electric. And of course, Owen, if you probably couldn't hear this at home, he was playing a little auxiliary percussion on his guitar.
Just a little.
So your guitar sound to me, it was funny because I was watching some interviews of you earlier today, and you guys, you know, how did you get started was a question, and you know, your dad just popped on some Bon Jovi for you is what the interview I saw.
Oh yep. Yeah, dude.
But what that guitar sound to me really sounded like is, you know, that Eddie Van Halen or that Van Halen song, Finish What You Started. You get tired of people comparing you to Van Halen?
I think you're the first one to ever say that I'm anything like Van Halen, which thank you very much.
it's just such a clear, clean sound. You don't have any pedals or anything here. You're just playing straight from that your tiny amp here.
Yep, I got one of these battery powered. The guys up at Music Around hooked us up.
Got the hookup.
You can just go trade stuff in. Yeah. It's fun. And they gave me this little. I traded in a keyboard.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, whenever I see you guys, Jacob, you're always on guitar in front, but you're kind of all over the place. You play some drums, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, like, with the band, it's mainly drums, but I'll do anything you want.
He's too talented.
No. I just, again, like, love playing, so whatever I can do to want you to play with me.
Get you some spoons next time.
That's happened.
I mentioned too, you guys, you're playing a show up in the UP this summer.
Yeah.
Up on the Mountaintop Music Festival.
Got it. Our friend Bob over there put it together. We met him at the Ripple Bar about a month ago, just real briefly. And he got a hold of a CD and reached out on Facebook the other day.
Nice.
It's really sweet, yeah.
Got some other festies going, or are you just waiting?
Well, the Great Northern Squash Fest we're going to play in September. That's Adam Stopey from Feeding Leroy. Nice. Puts on a little.
Where's that at?
Dig. That's on his property in Douglas County.
Nice.
Wisconsin, about a half hour south of Superior.
Okay, wonderful. We'll look out for that one. So you moved to Duluth. Where are you from originally?
Africa.
Longville?
Yep, Longville, Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got it, dude.
I'm like, man, I don't know.
You're not
That's
sure.
It. That's the one.
And so did you guys move together, or did Jacob come and you followed Owen, or how'd that go?
Well,
It's all blur.
No. We were living in Longville, and then our father was in Walker, and then our father went to Duluth.
We moved up with our pops we were finishing out high school when we moved here.
Yeah, to get that done. We did.
We both graduated from Denfeld.
Yeah.
We moved into an apartment and then a house after that.
Nice.
We've been just really liking it here.
Yeah.
Brothers for life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
No choice.
And where you live now, I mean, when I see your Instagram posts, it's kind of almost like a musical collective commune that you guys are a part of. Is that,
is that
you guys all live together, or does it just look that way?
No, yeah, it's our little dog house. Five of us live together there, and we got a couple other guys that come play with us that don't live there, but
yeah, they'll stay on the couch.
Yeah, they'll stay on the couch.
Whatever we can do.
We got a mattress in the basement.
Yeah.
Will, just like, you never know how long he's going to stay. You'll find out he's sleeping on your stuff in the basement. It's wonderful. We love it that way.
And you guys played a show last night. Anything else homegrown related that you guys are doing?
Tomorrow we'll be doing the 2104 with Richard Nerum. and that's a live stream. And then the next day we'll be doing the Ripple with the full band.
Yep, Friday.
Friday, and then Saturday we'll be doing the Earth Rider Fest Grounds. And then I think we might even be back there the next day with Ross Thorne.
Your friend Ross Thorne on Sunday, Mother's Day. Go see your mom. Don't come to that show.
Well,
or bring your mom.
Or bring your mom.
Yeah, bring your mom to the show. Bring them to all the shows, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Marv.
You guys sound great. Do you want to play one more song for us?
We'd love to.
Yeah.
About one you wrote, huh? This is a brand new one from Owen.
Yeah, fell all down. Sip. You on me, me on you. Don't matter how we do. Just as long as we can get together. Just as long as we can get together. Oh, oh. By beach, by car, it don't matter where you are. Just as long as we can get together, as long as we can get a loving, all home. We can go by a fire. We don't need to do nothing for a while. Just as long as we can get together, as long as we can get loving, all home. You on me, me on you, it don't matter how we do. Just as long as we can get together, as long as we can get a loving, uh-huh. You on me, me on you, it don't matter how we do. Just as long as we can get together, just as long as we can get a loving, uh-huh.
Thanks a lot, guys. What was the name of that song? Another new one. It doesn't have a name yet, maybe.
You name it right now. Bring it on.
Hoop Dog.
All right.
That one's called Hoop Dog.
All right.
Well, thanks again to Owen and Jacob, man, of New Salty Dog. Check them out on the live stream tomorrow, 2104. Just look up 2104, Duluth Rocks.
Yeah.
DuluthRocks.com.
Great program.
And all the Saturday and Sunday at Earth Rider. I missed one. There's another one in there.
There's Friday
Ripple.
At the Ripple. Yeah.
Ripple.
You got it.